Good morning to everybody. We're going to start the city council meeting. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fritz.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly. Wheeler. Fish.
Here. The mayor is at a National League of Mayors conference. Commissioner Udaly is delayed in transit. She'll be joining us shortly. And therefore, as the president of the council, it's my honor to kick things off. I understand we have some special guests from Catlin Gable. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
And this, who can be a spokesperson just to tell us who's here? Is there one student who'd like, all right, in the back? Why don't you just tell us who you are and what class you are?
So we are
why don't you come to the mic for a sec? Come to the mic for a sec and just tell us. We don't often have so many distinguished guests, so we want to welcome you.
We are a group of students from Catlin Gable who are juniors and seniors. We're looking at how the city works. We're specifically focusing on the Green Loop and the plan to build a public transportation route and how it will affect the city and whether we think that it would be beneficial to us as a community or if we think that the negative side would outweigh the positive effects.
So. Well, that's terrific. Let's give them a round of applause. There's students engaged in democracy. So, welcome. Before we get started today, I need to read the following statement. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. Now, to make sure the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everyone feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly address any subject they wish to, and we have five people who signed up for today. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, anyone can sign up for public testimony on the first readings of resolutions and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. We ask you to state your name for the record, but we don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that, and if you're here representing an organization, please disclose that as well. Individuals will have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the annoying yellow light goes off, and when your time is done, the red light goes off. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimonies or interrupting during council deliberations, will not and cannot be allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I will issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who is disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If folks would like to show their support on an item before council, please do so with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And if you and not by applauding or verbally expressing yourself. Let's see. Thank you, and let's get started with council communications. Carla? I also understand we have students from the University of Oregon. It's an embarrassment of riches today. Where are you? Okay, let's greet our friends from the University of Oregon. They are got Catlin Gable, University of Oregon. We should probably put a call into the Portland State and Oregon State University just for some balance. But welcome, everybody. Carla, would you?